check.
Well, hi there, everybody. This is Matt Volbrecht once again coming at you with another podcast on the iPad. This is part number 4, and in this podcast, I'm going to demonstrate for you the calendar and contacts apps, how to actually create new items in those two apps, and then I've got a very special surprise for you to finish out the podcast. We'll keep more podcasts coming soon after as well. I've got my iPad here, and I'm going to begin with...
Calendar. Double tap to open.
The calendar. Double tap.
Calendar, 12 a.m.
Now, somewhere on this page, there should be an add button. I'm going to look on the right.
Add new event button.
And there it is.
Title, text field, is editing, auto correction on, auto cap on.
All right, I'm going to put in here a meeting that I've got tomorrow.
Keyboard, space, comma, capital M, mic, capital E.
With a couple people.
G.
Someone
G.
And I actually are
space,
having a lunch
space,
meeting.
A N D space A
with alpha. Another person. So
shift. I'm gonna shift. Capital U.
Put that in there. I should have actually put that in there.
Cap space space
long before,
capital I.
But I didn't.
M M R.
It's okay though.
E E G T T space space W I. T, T, H, A, space, space, shift, capital J.
Okay.
Capital J.
Let's hide the keyboard.
Hide keyboard. Cancel. Add event. Heading. Done. Selected. Megan and I meet
There's
with J.
The title.
Text field. Auto correction on. Location. Text field. Auto correction on. Auto cap on.
We can put a location if we want to. Double tap to edit. I'm not going to put... a location, because, well, we're still deciding on a restaurant.
Starts Wednesday, April 14th, 5 p.m. Ends 6 p.m.
We need to change that, so let's double tap this field.
Ends 6 p.m. Starts Wednesday, April 14th,
okay.
2010, 5 p.m. Selected.
Let's...
And all day, April 14th. Picker item, adjustable.
All right, there's the picker.
Swipe up or down to change the value. April, today. April 9th.
All right. Now let's go to the right.
5, picker item, adjustable.
It's definitely going to be...
Swipe up or down, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Starts at 10. Well, I'm going to put 9, so I... Actually, no, I'm going to leave that at 10, because I can get alerts anyways.
00, picker item, PM, picker item, adjustable, AM.
And now,
PM.
We got to go back
picker
to the...
Dismiss pop-up. Cancel. Started. Done. Starts. Friday, April. Ends.
Okay.
Starts. Friday, April 9th, 2010. 10 a.m. Selected. Starts. Ends. 11 a.m.
I got to double tap that. I want to change
AM.
That.
00.
Probably...
Adjust 11. 1.
We're just
going to
say 3 p.m. It's going to be...
PM. Picker
okay,
item. Adjustable. Swipe up or down to change the... PM. All day.
Done.
All depends.
You gotta hit done to get back to your previous screen.
Cancel. Start and end. Done. Select. Megan
and I. Next we have.
Look. Starts. Repeat. Never.
Let's just double tap on this so you can see what the options are. This is great for anniversary and birthday reminders and other regular recurring events.
Alert. None. Repeat. Never. Selected.
All right. Let's look at.
Count notes. Keyboard, Q, notes, tech, every year, every month, every 2 weeks, every week, every day, none, every month, every year, keyboard, Q.
All right, that was it for that.
None, select.
What we're going to do.
Done, select, repeat event, heading, repeat, done, select, none, select.
None is selected,
done.
So we'll
selected.
Hit done.
Cancel.
If you do
button.
Set a repeat pattern, recurrence pattern, you can also specify if it's indefinite or if it ends
keyboard.
At some
key.
Point in
notes.
Time.
Papa.
For example, if you've got to take medication every every day for 2 weeks.
Keyboard. Why? Unicorn.
I need to hide that keyboard.
Hide keyboard.
I think it came out because of
cancel.
The notes.
But added net location.
Okay.
Repeat. Alert.
Repeat.
None.
Never.
Repeat. Never. Alert. None.
Let's do the alert. Now.
Notes. Text. Notes. Note. Calendar. Alert. None. Selected. 2 hours before.
On the right, you've got 2 hours before. Let me go.
What? 2 days before. On date of event. On date of it, 2 days before, 1 day before, 2 hours before, 1 hour before, 30 minutes before, 15 minutes before, 5 minutes before, none. Selected.
Okay. I like to normally do 2 days and 1 day, but since I'm already too late for that, I'm going to do 2 hours and 1 hour, I think.
15 minutes
or
before.
Or better yet, let's do 1 hour and a half hour.
30 minutes, 1 hour before. 1 hour before. Selected.
Okay.
2 days before, one, 2 hours, 1 hour, 30 minutes, 15 minutes, 5 minutes, none, done. Select event alert, heading,
done.
Select. Megan and I meet, keyboard,
hide
Oscar,
keyboard
hide
again.
Keyboard. Alert, 1 hour before, second alert, none.
There is a second alert I want.
1 day before, 2 hours, one hour before, 30 minutes before, 30 minutes before, so, 5 minutes, none, done, selected. Megan and I meet with Jeff. Repeat. Never. Alert. 1 hour before. Second alert. 30 minutes before. Calendar. Work.
Now, is this a work or a home event? You can choose. Or if you've got other calendars that you've created, you can put it in those as well.
Notes. Text field. Off keyboard. Notes. Keyboard. Hide keyboard.
Let's see if there's any. I think that's it.
Can't dismiss pop-up. Double tap to cancel. Add event. Heading. Done. Selected.
We're going
to
hit done.
12 a.m.
We're in our list, hopefully.
Thursday, April 8. Friday, April 9. Megan and I meet with Jay. Selected. 10 a.m. 2-3 p.m. Wednesday, April 14. Carson's doctor's appointment.
So you can see
doctor,
that it's been added in there.
Office.
And if I tomorrow have the iPad on and sleep mode,
home.
It, or I'm using it
double
too, it will automatically alert me of the event. Now, I am holding in my hand the iPhone, and I'm going to give it just a couple of more seconds, but it should do this pretty instantly. They're both connected to the internet, both accessing my MobileMe account. So, if I go into the calendar on my iPhone,
4:32, unlock, phone, double tap to open.
I will see that the event has been added here as well.
Weather, camera, photo, calendar. Calendar.
I'll make sure
calendar,
at the across the bottom I am in list view.
Month. Day. List. Selected. Button.
All right, let's take a look.
Thursday, April 8th. Wednesday, April 14th. Thursday,
all right, it
April
didn't
8th.
Get added yet, but just give it a couple more seconds and I guarantee it will.
Wednesday, Carson's birthday. Monday, March 29th.
Okay.
Wednesday, Thursday, April 8th.
See how long it's actually going to take, because I know it won't take long. It's going to update very, very quickly.
Wednesday, Wednesday.
I'll just give it Thursday, a few more April. Seconds. While we're waiting, I'll tell you that this also works for the Mac in iCal, and it works for the PC in... aha! I just remembered something.
Check.
Yeah, I was going to say it works with the PC in Microsoft Outlook, but what I was going to say about the
capital C
thing I remembered is
camera
that I think on my iPhone I'm in the wrong calendar.
Calendar.
Because I think I'm in
calendar.
Home,
calendars.
And I let
button.
This go into work. Let's go back to calendars.
Calendar, calendars. All, home, all, home. Technical support. All calendars. Work.
Yeah.
All.
Let's do all.
All.
See if that solves
calendars.
The problem.
Button.
Still in list.
Month. Day. List. Selected. But Megan and I meet with Jay.
And there it is.
Friday, April 9th. Thursday, April 8th. Friday, April 9th. Megan and I meet with Jay. 10 a.m. April 9th. Work. Wednesday. Megan and I meet with Jay. 10 a.m. April 9th. Work.
Yep, there it is.
Wednesday, April 14th.
And then
Carson's doctor's appointment.
So on and so
4
forth.
PM, April 14th.
So that I just had to be in the right calendar.
Home.
Which if I'm
calendar.
In all I can see everything that's there. Alright, next we're gonna add a contact.
Page 1 of 6.
Now, who should
portrait
we add?
Landscape. Home button to the left.
I'm actually gonna add, I just gave somebody a number. For our local post office, and I always forget the number. So I'm going to add it this time so I don't forget it anymore.
App Store. YouTube. Video. Maps. Notes. Contacts. Contacts. Groups. Button.
Top right again, probably.
Share. Share. Edit. Plus underscore button. Notes. Work. 8. Bedford Hospital.
Oh, I have a contact up here, so I bet it's going to be on the upper left in this one.
Share. Edit. Button. Plus under. Notes.
Wait a minute. That, I think, may be the... Let me see.
Group. All contacts.
Where did I see...
Work.
After the contact info.
2. Notes.
There's notes.
Plus underscore button.
The plus button.
Edit. Button.
And then there's edit.
Share.
And there's share.
Edit. Plus underscore button.
I bet it's this plus button right here. I bet that's what we want.
Plus under. First. Text field. Is editing. AutoCAD on.
Yes, there's the first. Let's see what else we have.
Keyboard. Capital. Quebec. New contact. New contact. Keyboard. Capital. Quebec.
Let me hide that keyboard a minute.
Hide keyboard. Back photo, button, back photo, button, image, back photo, button, image.
What's interesting?
First, text field, first,
is we're not
text
able
field,
to flip
AutoCAD on.
From one to the
insert, button, insert, insert.
Other here,
button.
I wonder if we go to portrait mode if we
portrait.
Can.
New contact, done. Back photo,
okay.
Button, image.
So, for some reason, you definitely want to be operating in portrait mode when you're adding a contact, and I don't know whether that's something that Apple needs to address with VoiceOver or what, but you can flick when you're in portrait mode.
First.
Unlike when you're in landscape.
Last. Company.
This is a company, so we're going to double tap right there.
Company. Text field. Is editing. AutoCAD on.
We'll type.
Landscape.
Oops, I need to be in portrait here.
Portrait.
We'll type the name of what we're going to.
Keyboard. Capital R. Romeo. Keyboard. Capital E.
Our post office.
Cap B.
And then once we do that, there should be a done button again because you always want to go to that done before you continue. I'll see if that's true. It looks as though when you press space, it automatically selects the... shift key again for you.
Keyboard.
Let me see.
Capital L.
Yeah.
G.
So that's a good thing, too. In this field, it would.
Five.
It won't do that in all.
C.
But.
C.
All right, so we've keyboard. Gotten the Everett Post Office name in there. Now I need to hide the keyboard.
Hide keyboard.
See if there's a done option.
But
yeah, there is a done option.
Portrait. New contact. Done. Add photo.
All right.
First. Last. Everett Post Office.
I didn't need to do it, though. I guess when I hit the keyboard, it automatically took care of it for me, so.
Last.
We don't need anything in.
Every post office.
That's the company.
Mobile. Button.
No mobile.
Mobile. Phone. Text field.
Oh, it's got an empty
double
field.
Tap to edit.
Let's see.
Home. Button. Home. Email. Text field.
Okay.
Home. 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 Mobile.
What we're going to do
home.
Is tap on mobile. This mobile button. Button and change it from mobile to main or work.
Label. Heading. Mobile. iPhone. Home. Work. Main. Home fact. Main.
Let's do main.
Cancel. But new comp. At first. La. Every post.
You can
office.
Add a photo as you heard.
Main. Button. Main. Phone. Text field. Double tap to edit. Main. Phone. Text field. Is editing.
And let's. What they've given us, I assume, is a.
Keyboard. Ampersand.
The numbers.
Cancel.
Keyboard.
Button, keyboard. Zero.
Which is good.
Eight.
Yes. Okay, so I'm going to enter that information quickly.
Nine.
And then I'm going to.
Keyboard.
Go on and
two,
do.
One.
Okay.
One.
This is the.
Four. Four. Right parenthesis.
Oops,
six. Five. Five. Two. 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 Six.
I hope I remember
five.
The number. If I wanted to,
two,
I could have looked this up
two,
in
six,
maps.
Five.
And then created a contact that way. And that's a very good way to do it. But I wanted to show you step-by-step how to create a contact. So that's why I chose to do it this way. Let's take a look and make sure I got everything I need in there. Main. Phone number is in there. It sounds good. Now, there is no email address that we need. So there's you can do homepage. You can do...
Homepage. Homepage. Insert. Add new address. Notes. Text field.
We don't need any of that stuff.
Add field.
You can insert, even add a
text
field.
Notes, insert,
we don't need to do any of that. We've got enough in this field, in this entry rather. Just hit done. Oops.
Add field. Insert button.
I accidentally.
Add field. Main. A home. Main. Delete. Switch every post op last. First. Add photo. Done. Button.
Done.
Groups. Button.
And now I've got.
Capital G. Doctor, prefix, capital F, every post office, every food liner.
It's in there. Perfect. And again, we're going to go to home.
Contact.
And I'm going to grab the iPhone. And I'll show you that, just like with the appointments, it's going to automatically be available in my iPhone. And then the next thing that I'm going to demonstrate for you after that is the little surprise that I told you would round out this podcast. And by the way, in the upcoming podcast, we're going to do some Macintosh demos. I'm not going to try to take away from what another gentleman has done. He's done some fabulous podcasts. His name is Mike Arrigo. BlindCoolTech.com has a lot of his podcasts, and I really encourage you to listen to them. Mike has done probably, I think, 11 or 12 Mac demos, and they're phenomenal. I may do some focusing on, I may do a little bit of an intro one just for the fun of it. Also, I'm posting to two different websites, BlindCoolTech.com and BlindCoolTech.com. Geek Zone, which is blind-geek-zone.net. So there'll be some variety there. And I'm going to do some iTunes ones. I had told you I would, and I definitely will. And we'll do some iWork podcasts as well. So right now I wanted to go to my contacts.
Page 1 of 7. Page 1 of 7. Contacts. Double tap.
And you will find the Everett Post Office is going to be
contacts.
In here.
Groups. All back. Period. Capital A.
Okay, let's go a little further and get to E.
Capital A. Gary Taisi, Capital Anna designing in Capital E, Ed State House, Every Food Liner, Every Post Office.
There it is.
Capital F.
It's been added in. Okay. Now,
home.
What is the little surprise? What could it possibly be? Well, I want to talk to you very briefly about the iPad accessories. I told you that I got a case. And by the way, I have a travel kit from InCase on order that you can keep all your accessories in. I've got the iPad case, the camera connection kit still in the processing, I guess. It should be here late April. I got the... what else did I get? I got the Apple Component AV cables to hook this thing to a television. Dock adapter to VGA to hook it to a projector. And... presenting the Apple Wireless Keyboard. There's your surprise for today, folks. I've got the Bluetooth keyboard. Instead of the keyboard dock, because this thing is completely wireless, the case also acts as a stand, so why not? Now, I've already paired these. It was very easy. Double-tap settings. Double-tap Bluetooth. Turn it on. And wake up the keyboard. On the Apple Wireless Keyboard, on the right-hand side of the keyboard, actually the side of the keyboard, there's a little round button. It's pretty much flush with the device. You could almost miss it if you weren't looking for it. Press and hold it for about 3 seconds, and it wakes up the keyboard. The iPad found it. I chose to pair, and it asked me to enter a 6-digit code on the keyboard and press return, and they're good to go. Now, I'm going to wake my keyboard up. Before I do, I'm going to show you that in the icons...
landscape. Portrait.
I want to do landscape.
Landscape.
Okay.
Home button to the left.
In the icons on the status line.
5:35 p.m. Bluetooth on. Status bar item. 70% battery power.
Okay.
Status bar item.
You heard it say Bluetooth on. I'm going to press this button on the keyboard to wake it up. And once I do, you will hear the icon change to Bluetooth active. And that's one good way to know that you're connected. And there's a visual way, too. I forget the difference. I think it's in bold when it's active, but...
5:35 p.m. Bluetooth active. Status bar item. 70%
battery
power.
There you go. Bluetooth active. So, I'm going to go into the Notes app, just because that's an easy one to start typing in.
Calendar. Notes. Notes. Portrait.
Oops.
Landscape.
It really doesn't matter.
Two notes. Search. Notes link. Test note. This is a add button.
We're going to add.
Text field. Text field. Is editing. Auto correction on.
And
auto
I'm going to simply begin to type on my wireless keyboard.
Capital A, B, F, L, O, period, space, X, F, I, X, X, B, F, period, space, capital I, X, B, F, T, space.
I said I'm doing a test. I want a backspace. With the backspace key on the keyboard, I wanted to actually say I'm doing a podcast.
Space. F-E-T.
Say I'm doing a podcast.
F-T. Space. Hyphen. Space. F-E. Space. F-E. Space. Dot. Capital A. F-E. Space. Apple. Cap I. R. E. F-E. F-F. Space. Wireless. Capital K. E. Y. F-R. D. Period. Keyboard. Capital I. T. F-S. G. F-E. T. Period. Great. New line.
And the great part is you can navigate with the arrow keys.
New line, period, T, A, E, R, G, space, S, K, R, O, W, space, T, capital, space, period, D, R, A, O, B, B, O, A, R, D, period, space, capital I.
Now, another thing that you can do is you can use your standard Mac OS commands for moving. For example, I can add the... Let's see. Option key.
T. Works. Works. It. Keyboard. Wireless. Apple.
And I'm moving by word, so option. All right, so just in case you're not familiar with these commands, left and right arrows move by letter, up and down arrows move by line. Adding the option key with the left and right arrows move from word to word, forward and back.
Apple. Wireless. Keyboard. Keep wireless. Apple.
Okay.
Hello, and this is a test. I am doing a podcast demonstrating the Apple Wireless Keyboard. It works great.
Pressing Command left arrow moves to the beginning of the line.
Hello, and this is a test. Capital H.
And I found something wrong. I must have typed an N by accident.
E-L-L-O, periods, space, N, capital T, capital T.
Yeah, there it is. Backspace it out of there.
N.
Okay.
Hello, this is a test.
Perfect.
I am doing a podcast demonstrating the Apple Wireless Keyboard. It works great.
Also, pressing Command up arrow goes to the very top of the document.
Hello. Top of document.
And pressing Command down arrow goes to the bottom of the document.
Hello. Bottom of document. New line.
Now, I also would assume that adding the Shift key with any of these commands will select. Let's try.
Hello. K-E-L-F-O. Period. Space.
I'm going to select the word great. Let me find it.
Is A. Doing A. Great.
There it is. Let's do. Did I say command? I meant option. Option. Yeah, adding with the shift key. Adding shift. We're going to use option right arrow.
Great. Selected.
And it's selected. Now, what if we do command C?
Great. Copy.
And what if we insert it?
I am doing a podcast demonstrating the Apple Wireless Keyboard. It works.
We're going to say. Demonstrating the great Apple Wireless
test.
Keyboard.
Test. Is this hello? Do a podcast demonstrating the capital A.
Control. Command V to paste.
Great. Paste.
Let's read our document now.
Hello. This is a test. I am doing a podcast demonstrating the. Hello. This is a test. I am doing a podcast demonstrating the great Apple Wireless Keyboard. It works great. New line. Bottom of document.
And that's it. So, as you can see, you're also able to use many of the standard Mac OS commands to type with the keyboard. So for your longer documents, longer email messages, or just situations where you don't want to use the on-screen keyboard, you can purchase that optional accessory or the keyboard dock and navigate, not so much with Mac OS X voiceover commands, but certainly with standard Mac OS document editing commands, and copy and paste. There are ways of copying and pasting with the on-screen keyboard using a rotor gesture to go to the edit option, rotor setting, and then flick up and down to choose things like copy and paste and so on. But it requires for selecting, you've got to pinch to select varying amounts of text. So in my opinion, that one would be easier using the mechanical keyboard rather than the on-screen keyboard. Certainly for short documents and so on, you could just type with the on-screen, but using the mechanical one is a great way to do longer documents since there is a full-fledged word processor. Now I'm going to exit this Notes application.
Home. Notes. Double tap to open.
And the thing about the keyboard is you always want to remember to put it to sleep when you're done by pressing that button again and holding it for about 3 seconds. If you don't do that, what you'll find is, just like when you forget to turn off a Bluetooth headset for a phone and then you can't hear the person on the phone, same thing is true with the keyboard. Your on-screen keyboard will not appear if you don't put the keyboard to sleep. We can confirm that it's asleep now on our status
calendar line. Calendar.
Instead of saying Bluetooth active, it should say Bluetooth on.
Bluetooth on.
There we go. So now I can use the iPad without the keyboard. This concludes podcast number 4. As I said, you can look forward to some iTunes podcasts, some iWork podcasts, and more coming up very soon. But for now, if you need to get in touch with me, remember it's MJ Volbrecht, MJVOLLBRECHT at embarkmail, embarkmail.com. See you later, everybody.